go close up with Pat Hughes. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Just fine. Pat, you're a spokesperson for the Illinois Opportunity Project. And before we get into the vote card, which is really, I think, a report card on Illinois lawmakers, first tell us about the Opportunity Project.
Sure. It's Illinois Opportunity Project, which is can be found at illinoisopportunity.org, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c4 organization that promotes the social good in Illinois by educating and advocating for public policy that's driven by principles of liberty, free enterprise, and entrepreneurship.
Has it been in existence a long time?
It's been in existence for about 18 months or so, a little bit before that. And the purpose was to go out there and educate the public and advocate for, you know, these policies that are so important in a circumstance economically where our state's struggling, right? And so we want to advocate for policies that will put this state back in the plus column when you look at our economic growth, when you look at our government spending, when you look at economic indicators and indicators of liberty that will help the public and the people in Illinois.
So the vote card is like a report card?
It is. It's exactly what it is. You put it so well. It's just like the report. I have three kids, Bob, and you know, every quarter, and one's coming up here ending this week, they're going to bring home a report card, and it's going to tell me how they did in various subjects. And that's exactly what the vote card is. It grades every single legislator on 16 votes that were taken, 8 in the House and 8 in the Senate there in Springfield, across 10 bills. And if you voted in a way that we think advances the public policy on economic issues and free market issues and liberty issues, you're going to get a good grade from us. If you voted against those things, your grade's not going to be very good. So, for example, there's one vote where the cigarette tax increase passed the House and the Senate and was ultimately signed into law, and we opposed that. We opposed it for a lot of reasons. We're opposed to increased taxes. We think that it hurts economic growth in our country, punishes small business, punishes the individual. So if you voted in favor of that cigarette tax, you got a bad grade. If you voted that you were opposed to it, then you got a good grade from us.
So legislators over at the State House were basically then graded on how often their votes protected taxpayers' interests and promoted economic growth.
That's correct. And if you got, you know, if you voted well or in the way that we think that, you should vote on that policy, you got a great grade. So, you know, for example, down by you, Senator Brady, who was a former gubernatorial nominee for the Republicans, you know, he got an A-plus from us because he voted in favor of the way that we think the public policy should be. Senator Sam McCann, slightly less, but still a good grade. He got a B. He voted 85% of the time on those votes in the way that, you know, we thought that you should vote on those public policy issues. So people can go to the vote card at IllinoisOpportunity.org and peruse all of the legislators and see for themselves, you know, how they voted on these particular issues. And that'll educate them about what their legislators are doing and hopefully inform them as the election approaches.
Pat, statewide, can you tell us the legislator that got a D, or did you hand out Fs?
We did. Unfortunately, we had to hand out a lot of Fs, and we had to hand out a lot of Ds. You know, the reality of it is, you know, we're nonpartisan, and we're not political. But if you look at it across the spectrum statewide, from the perspective of the votes, how we thought they should be cast on these critical issues that are going to impact, you know, Illinoisans, the Republicans tended to fare better, but not all the time. There are a lot of Republicans that got bad grades. The Democrats, by and large, however, were the ones that got the worst grades and the ones that got, I think, the vast majority, if not all, of the failing grades. That's not to say that there aren't Democrats that got better grades than that. But if you look at it across the entire spectrum, it tended on issues of economic growth, economic liberty, the Republicans fared better than the Democrats.
I know at the beginning of our conversation you told us where we could go on the Internet. Give us that web address, or should we just go to our favorite search engine and put Illinois Opportunity Project and boom, we're there?
Well, you can do that, and it will be boom, there if you put us in there. It'll pop up, but the easiest way to do it is to go to IllinoisOpportunity.org. The vote card is on there, and it goes through all the votes, and people can take a look at that and educate themselves on that. And then there's other great information on there about the organization and about what we're doing.
That's Illinois Opportunity PatHughes.org. Pat Hughes, thank you so very much. We sure appreciate you being on the Morning News Watch. Have a good weekend, sir.
Bob, thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.